If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Michael, are these overgrown hedges causing a danger to drivers and to pedestrians?
Good morning, Fiona. Absolutely. And this has been the situation for quite some time on the roadside. Obviously, with birds nesting and wildlife nesting on the inside in fields, they need to be protected, and that was always being maintained by farm groups, by individuals who live in rural Ireland. But sadly, roadside verges were brought in under the same rule, which is absolutely crazy, Fiona. And it has led, and I have no doubt saying that's led to a loss of life in mainly in rural communities. And I live in one of those rural communities where we have the most stunning views and the most stunning roadsides ever, but they're too dangerous in many places to travel.
Yeah, even myself now yesterday, Michael, I was walking with my children on a footpath and I had one on either side of me, and we came to a point where there was a hedge that was growing completely out over the footpath. There was briars sticking out of it, and it was a case nearly that we were pushed out onto the road, and it's a busy road. So do you think now that obviously, you know, people want to protect our country's wildlife, and we get that, but should there be an argument for maybe just kind of trimming them back a little bit?
Certainly, on the roadside, you know, we through the Heritage Dog Committee a number, say 3 years ago, we passed a rule that the season would be extended, that people could maintain the verges maybe a month extra in the year, bringing it back to September and extending it out to March. I think that doesn't go far enough in relation to the roadside. The roadside verges could be trimmed nicely back. It doesn't need to be ruthlessly trimmed, just trimmed nicely back. In around, you know, it was ever done, the Cork County Council work used to be doing it with their sides on the roadside, and used to maintain every one of the rural roads long ago, and wildlife was always at the forefront at that stage of the people's lives. But we have situations where people are trying to cycle, you know, because they love cycling, and when they're on holidays, people are trying to drive roads, and I think a lot of people, and it's not discredited to the people, they're not used to these briars and bushes, and they tend to go across the white line to drive quite a lot, which actually puts them in far bigger danger, because they're facing a vehicle, a lorry or a car of some sort, instead of being tucked in neatly to their own side of the road. But they can't. But the funny thing is this, Fiona, I can travel tomorrow morning to Dublin, or this morning to Dublin, whenever I'm going to the dog, and the verges are continuously being cut on the motorway, and they never interfere with road traffic. All the way from Cork to Dublin, they're maintained 365 days of the year, cleanly brought back and cleanly. It's more for a vision situation there, because they can't, no matter how much they grow, they'll never grow anywhere near the roadway, because there's massive links away from the roadway. But it's astonishing to think that the verges on the motorway have legally been allowed to be cut, and the verges on the rural communities have been neglected.
So do you feel now that it's a case of human life over wildlife?
Well, Minister Madigan at that time, she was Minister at that time, made a decision that this extension was allowed and voted for and discussed democratically inside the Dáil. She went to some conference where there was a lot of talks about the protection of wildlife on the roads and the verges, and she took the whole decision. And I do remember quite clearly saying to her at the time, the problem is you live where there's nothing but car and ship. And it's lovely if you live in that situation, because you don't understand how we live. And I see cars coming to the motorway, we'll say to the edge of a cross, and moving out onto a main road, halfway across the main road, before they realise it's safe or not to pull out there. And I am inundated from fathers and mothers, obviously parents that are driving car, can we cut this road? Can we cut that road? I didn't. We're trying to. You can plead a case in relation to health and safety, but the council has to go to a lot of trouble over that. Instead of it being made very clear that rural roadside verges should be maintained by the local authority, we're paying our household tax, we're paying enough taxes in this country, and we have a situation where our verges are leaving people in inability to travel.
Now, I'm sure when Minister Manigan made that decision that she was concerned, about human life, but that, you know, I suppose there has been such a big campaign about trying to save wildlife and particularly the nesting season, to not cut trees and not cut hedges during the nesting season, which is March to September. But yeah, it is, you know, I witnessed it myself a couple of times, but, you know, these overgrown hedges and briars coming out over the footpaths are definitely causing a lot of risks for people, as you say, for cyclists and pedestrians and motorists. And I suppose now we just have to kind of look at maybe trimming them back rather than, as you say, butcher the whole things and cut them away back.
And that was never, in fairness, the intention of any plans put forward. It was quite simply a common sense approach. Unfortunately, and so this is with everybody, like if you come from a Dublin City constituency, and it isn't an issue there.
Yeah.
But certainly, I can guarantee you, I was travelling the other day. No, I'm well used to travelling in that situation, and I know that the verge with the bushes and the briars, you can pull in and look, they might leave a little scratch. We're well used to scratches in our cars, and we get on with that. But the bottom line is, I was travelling the other day, and there was somebody left in the car, and they said, you know, both your mirrors have been struck by the verges coming out on both sides, whether it was briars or whatever, ferns or whatever, just striking both mirrors on both sides of the car. That'll tell you how enclosed the roadsides are in rural Ireland. They're smaller roads, yes, and people need to tuck in. But if you're riding a bike, you could have, some people are terrified in case they get struck by a briar, which you find hard to blame them because they get tore their skin. And it's a crazy situation that needs changing. There needs to be all-round sensible verge trimming on the roadside all round. In the inside of farms, different rules and regulations need to apply, and a little bit of an extension of time maybe, but other than that there needs to be rules there, because that's where the birds do nest, and that's where wildlife nest, but not on the roadside. Because I can certainly tell you, Fiona, that any minister or any politician that tells you that the birds are nesting on the roadside have no idea how birds live, because they will not dare nest where there's a continuous tremble of traffic and lorries and a busy roadside. They're inside where there's peace and quiet, and they're not going to be scared, or they're not the wildlife that's, you know, being born and is not being born on the roadside. It's inside the land, and common sense tells that, but unfortunately they've confused both. So we need to go back and look at the whole situation, and there needs to be a complete allowance of verge cutting all year round.
Michael Collins, TD, thanks very much for joining us on the Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM this morning. What do you think? Do you think that the hedges should be cut back, or do you think that should be left alone for the wildlife?
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.